86-year-old Ruth L. Frank beat the governor in federal court yesterday. The woman whose name is on the case, Frank versus Walker, is a reluctant celebrity hailed by some as a civil rights hero.
They think I've touched all 50 states, but I know I've touched all the corners of the U.S. because I've had people call me from Florida, I've had people from Washington, people from Pennsylvania.
States where Republican governors like Scott Walker have passed voter ID laws, which they say are needed to prevent fraud. Frank says the laws are designed to keep people from voting, elderly people like her, minorities, and poor people.
And I feel so sorry for the people that don't have an education even that I had. And just because you don't have that education, you can't vote.
Ruth L. Frank never had a driver's license because she's handicapped. She never got a birth certificate and was told that without one, she could no longer vote, even though she was an elected official in Brokaw.
I wouldn't pay up to $200 to get a new birth certificate. See, I would have been probably, 84 when I started this mess?
Frank says she's happy with the judge's decision, and if the state of Wisconsin appeals, she'll continue fighting.
Real glad, and I hope we can march on further as long as I can speak.
Ruth L. Frank says she has voted in every election since 1948. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.